Father Ted, would you come up here, please? Yeah, you do not need the hat. Let's have another round for Father Ted. You have served us, it says, for more than 23 years. I'm sure some days it seemed longer than that. Just think, all of the baptisms and marriages and funerals. Some of the funerals filled this great cathedral that we're next to. And some of the funerals were just a handful of people. But all of them, you gave the same care and love and respect. And that's part of what everyone is showing you today. I understand, and I don't know if you know, that a special collection was taken up today to send Father Ted to the Holy Land. Did you know that? Now, I've got to remind you, Father Ted, there is no holier land than the land of your ancestors. So you're probably being sent to Belpre, Kansas, all expenses paid. No doubt it's going to be difficult to leave. For instance, who's going to clean that office of yours?
Nobody.
I don't want to say that he's disorganized, but he was asked to watch that show, Hoarders, and he didn't know what the big fuss was all about. But, Father, we stand here today in a beautiful cathedral, and we're together. But it was not so long ago that there were two parishes. The cathedral on Central, Sacred Heart, and Our Lady of Guadalupe in East Dodge. And today it might seem obvious that we're together, but at one time it wasn't so obvious. And a lot of you will remember the dedication of the cathedral. It was on December 9th, 2001. A lot of bishops and cardinals and incense. It was beautiful. But maybe more importantly was the Mass 3 days later that started at Our Lady of Guadalupe and then walked, the people walked to Sacred Heart, and then together they walked to the cathedral. And they started out as two people, and when they got here, they were one. And waiting for them was this man, chosen because he could speak Spanish, and chosen because he was a friend to both parishes. And then you began what I believe will be the greatest work of your life, which is to bring these cultures together. And wouldn't you agree with me today, as we look out on this audience, that he succeeded? You succeeded. You succeeded. Now, I want us together to offer a blessing for Father Ted. And here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to stand and extend your hand towards him while I read this short blessing. So please stand. May the Lord go with you, and yet know that part of you is always with us. May you find joy and peace in all that you do. May the sun shine on you and the rain refresh you. And may you walk the earth a good long time. And may you know just a little bit how much we appreciate you and will miss you. Amen. Father Ted, thank you.
Dave, I think I know more than just a little bit. Thank you. Thank you very much.